One, a naked torso the scavengers had gotten to. The other, still immaculately dressed. They had reinforced the lock on the gate after that. The next one climbed down the kapok tree from the apartment side. Magda, trained as a botanist, had overseen the trimming of all the branches low enough to reach. The next one had apparently swum down from the hotel up the beach. The Foundation hired a night guard who had stopped two more in the attempt, and missed one. There was at least one other suspected based on a letter, but never found. Maybe, like Isabel, she had reached the current further out. Then, on the 100-year anniversary of Isabel's death, there were three in a row, each 2 days apart. A hot spot, they called it, like the bridge in San Francisco or the forest in Japan. People were still drawn to the place Isabel Reyes had died. Magda couldn't blame them for their fascination, but she wished they could find a way to express it that didn't result in closing the estate. Today, there was nothing. The police still hadn't given permission to reopen, but Magda had an important meeting with the application consultant in... She checked her watch. Only 10 minutes. As she started to rise, one of the big snowy herons appeared behind her, silent as a ghost. Startled, she bit back a curse. How is it possible, she thought irritably, for such a big bird to move so quietly? Oh, you, she scolded. Sneaking up on me again. The bird watched her with bright, inquisitive eyes, moving closer. You could show a little fear, you know, she muttered, waving it off. Someone had probably been feeding it. Shoo! I don't have any frogs or whatever for you. Go! Wimbrel House had been declined as a cultural landmark the year prior, but the awards committee had been encouraging. Magda had been planning the new application for the past 6 months. This was her chance to prove that Isabel was not just a cultural icon here in South Florida. Her poetry had truly changed the course of American literature. Or wait, truly altered the course. That was more atmospheric, surely. Still revising her opening, Magda followed the garden path up to the house and let herself in through the back door. As always, even her quiet footfalls seemed disrespectful in the waiting silence of the house. She made a quick circuit. Everything was exactly where it should be, not a folded drapery out of place or a speck of sand on the hardwood floors. These were Magda's favorite moments, when the house was peaceful and Isabel seemed just barely out of reach. Her phone chirped. The consultant for the cultural landmark application had canceled, because of the threat of being caught on Route 1 during an evacuation. Magda sighed and offered 3 dates to reschedule. The mansion, although right on the water, was built on an upwelling of rock that raised it above most of low-lying Key West. The houses inland were much closer to sea level and prone to flooding when the rainwater came in a torrent down the streets. Still, it was a lot of work to brace for even a near miss. Magda decided she might as well start the preparations. There was a handyman from up the Keys who had agreed to drive over and look at the shutters on the ground floor, but she wasn't sure he'd be willing to come out, given the forecast. She shot him a quick text, just in case. She was sorting through the emergency supplies in the kitchen when she heard Starla's old Camry grinding its way down the drive. Starla was a part-time employee who usually worked the gift shop and led the tours if Magda wasn't available. "I heard you came in today, Magda," she said, leaning out the window. "You want the shop open?" Of course she had heard. Key West was really just a small town. "I doubt anyone else will come with this forecast, but you can certainly help me get the house ready for wind. I've hardly done a thing since last time. That handyman was supposed to be coming today, but I'm sure he's got plenty of other people needing him now." Starla popped her gum and rummaged around in her purse.